Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent some cavalry towards Najd, and they brought a man from the tribe of Bani Hanifa, who was called Thumama bin Uthal. They fastened him to one of the pillars of the mosque. The Prophet, peace be upon him, went to him and said, "What have you got, O Thumama?" He replied, "I have got a good thought, O Muhammad. If you should kill me, you would kill a person who had already killed somebody. And if you should set me free, you would do a favor to one who is grateful. And if you want property, then ask me whatever wealth you want." He was left till the next day, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, "What have you got, O Thumama?" He said, "What I told you, that is, if you set me free, you would do a favor to one who is grateful." The Prophet, peace be upon him, left him till the day after. When he said, "What you have got, O Thumama?" He said, "I have got what I told you." On that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Relieve Thumama." So he, that is, Thumama, went to a garden of date palm trees near to the mosque, took a bath, and then entered the mosque and said, "I testify that La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and also testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. By Allah, O Muhammad, there was no face on the surface of the earth most disliked by me than yours. But now, your face has become the most beloved face to me. By Allah, there was no religion most disliked by me than yours. But now, it is the most beloved religion to me. By Allah, there was no town most disliked by me than your town. But now, it is the most beloved town to me. Your cavalry arrested me at the time when I was intending to perform the Umrah. And now, what do you think?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, gave him good tidings, congratulated him, and ordered him to perform the Umrah. So when he came to Mecca, someone said to him, "You have become a Sa'bi. Have you changed your religion?" Thumama replied, "No. By Allah, I have embraced Islam with Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. No, by Allah, not a single grain of wheat will come to you from Yamama unless the Prophet, peace be upon him, gives his permission."